Yesterday I got an email from Vaisheshika Prabhu, whose name you may have heard of. He's championing book distribution from the west coast of America, where it all started. Big book distribution started on the west coast of America in the Bay Area, and way back in 1969 maybe, or 1970, and he's championing a resurgence of Srila Prabhupada's book distribution in America and all over the world. So he very kindly sent me an email and asked me to speak something about their desire, their attempt to distribute 10,000 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not, it won't be just the devotees in his temple, but to inspire devotees around the world on and around the day of Bhadra Purnima, which is just coming up in 2 days here. Maybe it's already tomorrow. I think it may be tomorrow in America. Is it? Yeah. So it's a very good idea, because in the Bhagavatam, we find early in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes in his commentary, Srila Prabhupada writes that anyone who gifts this Bhagavatam on this day, they're sure to go back to Godhead. And when we get to the 12th canto, it says the same things. But there are other things also. So you know, you've got to give it on a gold throne and things like that. but it's a good opportunity to inspire devotees to distribute, because devotees want to go back to Godhead. Also, it's a good way to appeal to Hindu sentiment, because after all, most of our books nowadays are distributed to Hindus, and they always, if you tell them that, well, today's a very auspicious day for this and that, then they generally become more inclined to do things. You can say every day, today's a very auspicious day. Oh, what happened? I brought these books to you. It's the most auspicious day in millions of lifetimes for you. So great, what can I say? Do it. There are plenty of cultured Indians in America. That's your first target. That's the easy one. But then, of course, you know that Srila Prabhupada wanted a set of books in every gentleman's home in America. So that's a big target. And actually here in India also, as I've said several times, now during the lockdown and all this, it's more difficult, but there's tremendous scope. India's way ahead of the world in book distribution, not this year. Maybe America will go past India this year, because the lockdown didn't happen much over there. But otherwise, there's tremendous scope. As you yourselves, those who are going out on book distribution, you know, you sometimes knock on people's door, they've never heard of Srimad Bhagavatam, they've never heard of ISKCON, and they buy a Bhagavatam set. Not everyone's like that, but it gives an idea. It's not unheard of either. So we should be distributing 10,000, 100,000, million. Yeah, let's think like that. Think big. Think big, and then we don't have any time for Maya. In America, I'm just thinking, here in India we find that two very good types of people for taking books, if you can get their attention, because they're busy people. Two types of people are doctors and lawyers, because they're both highly educated and they're both moneyed. And they're both used, not only are they highly educated, but they're used to reading. They have to do a lot, in their busy life they have to do a lot of reading. They have to keep up with all the new laws. And for different cases, they have to investigate the laws. You'll find in any lawyer's chamber, they call it, it's packed with old books. So they're used to books. They feel comfortable with books. And doctors also, they have to keep up reading to keep up with all the latest developments and this and that. So there's a good scope to present to them that you see that this is. Every cultured gentleman should have a set of these books, whatever. Krishna will give you the intelligence what to say. But there's a very good scope here in India and anywhere in the world. If we're going to sell Bhagavatams to people who have no original inclination. In America, the average American lawyer, they're not heard of Srimad Bhagavatam, they're not particularly interested, but that is our business to make them interested. If you can get it sponsored, here might be a good thing to do, to go to the governor of every state and present him with a set. Make it a formal presentation and say that these books are very... In the very beginning, Srila Prabhupada writes, this is a cultural presentation for the re-spiritualization of the world. And you can say that this knowledge is very much needed in society at the present time due to... There is a pinprick. Modern man has made great advancement, but there is a pinprick felt, and the leaders of mankind are feeling a need, and you can just read it to them, what Srila Prabhupada was writing. And he especially wanted this to be for the leaders, the thinkers, the administrators, the intellectuals. So do it. And you can even do it on the street in America. Some devotees, at least I know, Mahotsaha Prabhu is doing it, and maybe Gopal Champu is doing sets of Bhagavatams to people who never heard of Bhagavatam, not Indians or Hindus, or never heard of Hare Krishna movement, and just selling to them. So that is possible. So I'm supposed to be giving a talk to inspire the devotees to distribute many books on the occasion of Bhadra Purnima, but the marathon can continue throughout life and keep on distributing and thinking big. 10,000 sets, that's not a small thing. Even for any center in India to think we'll distribute 10,000 sets in a year. But think much bigger, as Srila Prabhupada did. That's my suggestion, request. And as far as distributing it, I don't know how you're doing it, what your techniques are, but the main technique is to study Bhagavatam yourself, become absorbed in that, and Krishna within your heart. Krishna within the heart will give intelligence, what to do, how to say, and all kinds of people. The expert book distributors, why are they expert? It's not exactly sales techniques, but people come and they're expert. Krishna as Paramatma Samahitaha. They've reached, they're in contact, the devotee's in contact with Paramatma, who's in their heart and is in the heart of the person who is not wanting to take a book, or is thinking, maybe not. And Krishna gives the intelligence what to say to such people, so that they also take books. That they're not interested, and 2 minutes later, they're walking away with the books. So, study, chant, pray, and get out there with the books. Nowadays, a lot of books are being done online also. So, I can simply, on this appearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who himself was having a love affair with Srimad Bhagavatam, a love affair with the holy name, we can find from his writings. He very much wanted that this knowledge be spread everywhere. He studied in his youth, Biddara Bilashe Katainu Kal Paramashaha Shayami. He was in his youth, he was very enthusiastic to study. There's so much, all these books from different authors. But then later he realized, She Biddha or Biddha Jani, all that I studied previously, I realize it's all rubbish, it's nonsense. So let people read these books. Give them the chance to come out of this illusion that they know what's going on in the world, or what they're doing is all very... Srila Prabhupada's books are so clearly written. It's very... If anyone actually studies them, it's very hard to refute the logic. It flows so naturally that if anyone is honest, they'll have to submit. So, Do it. That's my request, submission, blessing if you want, whatever. Srila Prabhupada will bless you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur will bless you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to say something about this, because now in India also the lockdown's winding down, so it's time to get back out there and get out the books. Hare Krishna! Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai! Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai! Gaur Premanande Hari 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 Bol Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.